Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special sluice, Lili Nishmas, of Alexander Zisha and Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Tzvikiona and Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, and Maris Chana, Pastor Rabbi Tzvikiona, and Maris Chana, Bas Shmuel. We're learning Maimer Nun Zayin in the Sefer Ori V'Yishi of Adon Rav Chalam Zetzal. In Yana Yom Kippur. It says in the Pasuk, V'yom Azeh Yechaper Aleichel Matar Eschel Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru. On this day, God is going to atone for you and purify you from all of your sins. In front of Hashem, you are becoming pure. Ha'inyin. Don't think that Yom Kippur is just about becoming pure from all of your sins. But besides this, on Yom Kippur we're elevating ourselves to stand before Hashem. Lifnei Hashem titaru. We stand before Hashem and we become pure. Ve'inyan hu. The first luchos were after Moshe Rabbeinu. For the first luchos were given that first Hashem gave the Luchos, and then Moshe was on the mountain for 40 days. And the second Luchos, which were given on Yom Kippur, were given after the Moshe was on the mountain for 40 days. So the first Luchos were without the 40 days that preceded them, only 40 days after. And the second Luchos were given after the 40 days. And we know that in Adam Omen Al Das Rabu and Achor Abayim Shnein Leoni Chapi Rebbe, after 40 years. And it would seem that that's the sin of the Meraglim, that there was a Gzeir of Yom Lashana, that they needed 40 years, because every Hasaga V'amid Al Adas is through the pure holy air of Eretz Yisrael. And when the Meraglim moved away the hearts of the Jewish people from Eretz Yisrael, the time came much longer. So really, it should have been 40 days. Should have been that they went into Eretz Yisrael for 40 days and they had the proper Hasaga. But since they lost out on that, they were pushed off for 40 years. Now they needed 40 years to get the right Hasaga. Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. To get the proper understanding, now you need 40 years. So originally, 40 days would have been enough, but now that was pushed off to 40 years. Now every Hasaga comes at the time of Kabbalah, and therefore at the Luchos Rishonos, where they still weren't Omer Al Das Rabban, because it was before the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hashem. And if Moshe wasn't Omer on the Divrei Torah, because for 40 days Chazal tell us he learned and he forgot until he finally understood what Hashem was saying to him. So Kol Shekein Yisrael weren't Omer Al Divrei Torah before the 40 days, and therefore they removed themselves from Acharei Hashem, and there was the terrible Chet HaEgel. But this is not so in the Luchos Shniyos, that Kabbalah Satorah was on Yom Kippur when Moshe Rabbeinu went down from the mountain. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Omer Al Das Rabbo after these 40 days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, and he was Poel that even the Jewish people should Omer Al Das Rabbo. And therefore the second Luchos weren't shattered like the first Luchos. The first Luchos came without Omer Al Das Rabbo, so therefore they were shattered. But the second Luchos, where it was after the 40 days, they lasted. We know that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are connected. Nasiv and Nishma. Rosh Hashanah is Bechinas Shmiya, Lishmoya Kol Shofar. to be shomer on the nishma, and Yom Kippur is metaken the naseh, that we should be zocha to riyas panim b'panim, like the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the Jewish people, that we should see him panim b'panim, like Moshe Rabbeinu pal pal davrabo. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Hareini nas kvodecha, and Hashem answered him, Lo sucha l'rosis panai kilo arani adam b'chai, you can't see my face and live. And Chazal say that in your lifetime you can't see my face, but after death you can see. And Divrei Torah are also only acquired if you have Re'ias Panim, you have to see Hashem. And therefore Chazal say, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim Ela B'Mishem Mei Misatzmo Aleha. You have to kill yourself for it. Because if one Talmud Chacham makes himself a Bechina Shela Achar Misa, when a Talmud Chacham makes himself like dead, and now he can see Panim B'Panim, then he's Kona Torah. And that's what happens on Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. We get to be Lifnei Hashem, and we have this Madrega of Panim B'Panim. And that's when we're Makabal Luchos Shnius. That's the day of Kabbalah Sitaru. That's the proper Kabbalah Sitaru. There's a Machlokas in the Gemara between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If when we're not doing the will of Hashem, we're called Banim. And the Halacha, we paskin like Rav Meir, that Bein Kach Hu Bein Kach Kuriyim Banim. But nevertheless, obviously, Elu Beilu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Both of them are correct. We paskin Lamaisa, like it says in the Tshuvas HaRashba, like Rabbi Meir. But both opinions still have validity. That Yisrael Mitzad Klali Yusam are banim benkach ubenkach. As a group, we're considered the banim of Hashem. But as individuals, we're not called one son of Hashem. Only when we're doing Ratzon Avinu Shebashamayim. And on Yom Kippur, where every prat is misal of a klal, so every yachid is considered a ben. And the difference is that when a father gets angry at his son, immediately when he stops being angry, the love of the father returns. Masha Ein Kein, if it's a strange person, even when the kas goes away, there's nothing to return the love, the original love. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Erba Mishuvasam, I will heal their naughty acts. And then the Pasuk continues, Oavim Nedava, and then my love is going to return. I'm going to love them freely. Why? Kishav api mimani, because my anger went away. My anger went away. I love them as I once did. So Baruch Hashem, we learned a number of yisodos in this shir. That Yom Kippur isn't just to be mataras and mechaper on our sins, but that we should be lifnei Hashem. The difference between the luchos rishonos and luchos shnius. Luchos rishonos were before the 40 days, so we weren't all made al das rabo, and therefore the luchos were broken, were shattered. Shnius is after the 40 days. After Amid al Das Rabba, we learned about the Chayim Maraglin, Yom Lashana. They should have been Omed al Divrei Torah after those 40 days. They weren't, therefore they needed now 40 years. But we were Zocha, we were Makaba the Lucha Shnius, that in the 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu understood Das Rabba, and so to Klal Yisrael. And Rosh Hashanah is metakin nishma l'shmua kol shofar, and Yom Kippur the naseh. And we learn beautiful pshat in the Gemara that Divrei Torah is miskayim b'mishem meimis atzmo aleha, that's bechinas riyas panim b'panim. You can see Hashem face to face like after death. That's what happens on Yom Kippur, and Hashem just removes his anger, and we come right back close to him because we're his children. Ben kach u ben kach kuriyim banim. And Rabbi Yehuda is right that as individuals we're not banim when we sin. But as a tzibur, Rabbi Meir is right, that we are considered banim, and therefore erpa mishuvasam oave medava. Once I heal them from their naughtiness, I love them. Kishav api mimenu, my feelings of a loving, compassionate father are going to be restored. Shbizochem Ritz Hashem, feel the Avos Hashem, and be inscribed in the book of life and prosperity. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.